podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Today, I'm talking with Christopher Shope, Manager of Pilot Career Strategy at American Airlines. Chris, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So American Airlines recently opened the American Airlines Cadet Academy for prospective pilots. Can you start by telling me a little bit about the program?
Sure, of course. So what it is integrated flight training programs. What we wanted to do is provide a clearly defined path to becoming a professional pilot. So the entire goal of the program is to make flight training cost effective, efficient, and just simply more accessible. So the whole intention, Cadet Academy will ultimately give those who are passionate and ambitious and qualified the tools and the financial resource also that they need to become an ATP pilot.
Why start the Cadet Academy? Why does American want its own flight training program?
Well, although American Airlines has not experienced a pilot shortage, as you well know, there is a growing deficiency in the industry. This is a great profession, but right now fewer people are entering the profession than once did. And as mentioned, the cost of training can be very expensive and the pathway quite confusing. So American wants to incrementally increase the pilot pool by clearing that pathway to make it this whole profession accessible to those that otherwise might not have the opportunity.
What are the requirements for applicants to the program?
Sure. So it's fairly simple. So one, the ability to work in the U.S. legally. To receive your restricted ATP, you must be at least 21. So we have approximately a three-year program, so you need to be 21 at the end of the program. The ability to obtain a first-class medical certificate, also the ability to obtain a valid passport and travel within and outside the U.S., because once again, we're making airline pilots. And then also normal FAA requirement, demonstrate proficiency in reading, writing, and speaking the English language.
Do cadets start training as a class or individually?
We intend for the cadets to start as a class. We really want to build the camaraderie amongst the cadets, and we feel that's essential to creating just the complete immersion into the training experience. So although the sizes will vary, you will enter as a class.
How many cadets can the program currently support, and how many do you currently have?
So right now, as of today, we have almost 70 cadets flying, a lot of them doing training as we speak, I'm sure. And as the program grows, we will select approximately 250 cadets each year. So we should hit that mark in 2019.
And once a cadet is accepted, where does the training actually take place?
So training takes place at one of our partner schools. These partner schools were all extensively vetted before making them this key component of the Cadet Academy. So the cadets will choose which school they would like to train with, and regardless of their choice, we definitely intend for them to receive a consistent, high-quality experience.
How many partner schools do you have at the moment?
So right now we have three partner schools in four locations, those being American Flyers, and we utilize their Dallas location here, and Pompano Beach as well. A CTI professional flight training just outside of Memphis, and a CAE out in Phoenix.
You mentioned these schools had all been vetted. How do you select them?
Yeah, that was probably the most enjoyable part, at least for us and our team, when putting the components together for Cadet Academy, because we were fortunate to travel around and visit flight schools for over a year, riding in the back of training aircraft, seeing how the instructors interacted with the students and how the management interacted with the instructors and the students. So we found there's a number of high-quality options out there. I mean, a lot of people are doing it right. But we partnered with American Flyers, CTI, and CAE, not only because of their standards and reputation of excellence, but also because of their talented team of, like I mentioned, instructors, management, and ownership.
Now, when I was reading up about the program, I noticed that you provide mentors for the cadets. Who are those mentors?
We do. In fact, that's one of probably the key component of this whole thing to make it work. And fortunately for American Airlines, we have just a fantastic pilot group, and so many of them have raised their hands and wanted to be a part of this program and a part of the success of these new pilots. And these mentors realize huge benefits from the work they do supporting these cadets and helping them succeed. So we intend for our pilot mentors to remain alongside these cadets from the very first day of flight training and then on to the regional level and then beyond that at American.
How exactly do these mentors help support the cadets through the program?
So these mentors, once again, who are all American pilots volunteering their time, they make themselves available to the cadets for encouragement, advice, and just as a trusted resource of knowledge and starting on that first day of flight training.
So how long does the program typically take?
So the training portion of the Cadet Academy typically takes between 9 and 12 months, and that will result in the cadet obtaining their private pilot certificate through their CFI and their instrument instructor certificate. Following the training, cadets should be able to build the remainder of their 1,500 hours required for that ATP within 18 to 22 months.
And what's the process once the cadet has completed the training program?
So after completion of the flight training portion of the program, obviously the cadet will still need to build the time required for the ATP certificate. The intention is to place that cadet as a paid flight instructor at the same school where he or she did their training. If for some reason the flight instructor position was not offered at that respective flight school, our team will make every reasonable effort to find the best fit for them at one of the 50-plus flight schools that our regional subsidiaries partner with. Upon program completion, once you have reached the ATP minimums, American's three wholly owned regional carriers will offer you a guaranteed interview, those three carriers being Envoy, PSA, and Piedmont. And if hired by one of them, you'll be well on your way to working in American Airlines, since we have what's called the contractual flow-through agreement with each of these. That means you transfer directly to American Airlines once your seniority accrues.
So what's the cost to the cadet for the whole program?
The cost of training in materials, since it's included, it varies slightly between schools. And that's just the result of differences in curriculum length, location, fuel, facility, all of that. And then also the type of aircraft at the facility. Those training costs range between, let's say, $73,000, or approximately that, at our Memphis location, to $89,000 at our Phoenix location. Also, housing expenses could be factored into this. And if you want the exact numbers and for all three, you can always check out AACadetAcademy.com for those details.
What kinds of funding options are available for students?
So we partnered with Discover Student Loans, and that is our dedicated program lender. They created the Custom Career Loan, which provides qualified candidates a simplified financing option. This loan allows cadets to cover costs associated with the Cadet Academy up to $100,000. So that the cost of housing, meals, and transportation can be included also if necessary.
How many applications have you received so far for the Cadet Academy?
So to date, we have well over 6,000 applications.
And finally, Chris, where can people go to learn more about this if they're interested in it?
Yeah, we would love for everyone, like most things these days, we point them to the website as the first place, and that is AACadetAcademy.com. There you can also submit an application, and we would also recommend you doing research on our flight training partners at their websites, or they would be happy to talk to you directly.
Chris, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.